USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mexico has replaced China as the dominant source of the deadly opioid fentanyl, which is flooding across the border into the United States. State Department Assistant Secretary James Walsh telling a congressional panel that it will take work on both sides of the border to stop the flow.
Precursor chemicals used to create the illicit fentanyls are neither scheduled nor regulated nationally by Mexico and are thus legal to sell and ship.
DEA agents seized 3 million counterfeit prescription pills last year. That's three times the number in 2020. The Senate confirmed Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court Thursday, making her the first black female justice. In a 53-47 vote, she'll be replacing retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer in the summer. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee sent out letters earlier this week demanding answers from the 51 former intelligence officials who claimed reports of emails from Hunter Biden's laptop dealing influence peddling before the 2020 presidential election were Russian disinformation. The letter comes as more media outlets, including the Washington Post and New York Times, have authenticated the younger Biden's emails. Prompting Republicans to prepare for hearings if they capture the majority in November. A bill suspending U.S. trade relations with Russia is headed to President Biden's desk after easy passage by the House and Senate. The measure is a response to Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying Russian President Vladimir Putin must be held accountable. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As Russia's unprovoked attack on Ukraine continues, the United Nations is continuing to take action.
The United Nations General Assembly suspended Russia from the UN Human Rights Council over reports of gross and systematic violations and abuses of human rights by invading Ukraine. The United States led Thursday's vote and won 93 votes in favor, while 24 countries voted no and 58 countries abstained. Russia had warned countries that a yes vote or an abstention would be viewed as a unfriendly gesture. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Goodyear is partnering with the Air Force Research Lab to create a domestic rubber made from dandelions. Goodyear saying they're also working with the Department of Defense, BioMade, and farmed materials to develop a rubber source that does not need to be imported from tropical regions. Officials say they analyzed more than 2,500 plant species, and a dandelion known as TK has shown the most promise. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has tested positive for COVID. A spokesman for the California Democrats saying Pelosi is currently asymptomatic. He tweeted that Pelosi is fully vaccinated and boosted. She was at the White House twice this week for events with President Biden. President Biden and the Vice President both with nothing on their public schedules Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.